Welcome to your so I just talk us gently into the set, and if there are people still joining, you can just join in as you come. Fine. Let's start with our connection with the ground beneath us, feeling the sitting bones against whatever it is you're sitting on, cushion or bench or chair. Just use the actual sensations of contact arising in our body, just to help us take the awareness down into the pelvis there. And likewise with the contact, your legs, your feet, are using these sensations of contact, kind of encouraging the awareness down into the lower body. A lot of the time, most of our awareness is up, isn't it? Above the heart, often mostly in the head. So we can use the physical sensations of contact in the lower body to imagine awareness as a quality that can saturate the whole body. Experienced as a quality of the whole body, and of course beyond into the world itself. Our awareness of course doesn't stop, our body doesn't. Our awareness is as broad as our imagination. A particular type of awareness that arises, a particular consciousness that arises with contact. And now we're interested in that consciousness that arises due to contact between our body and the world. Our clothes on our skin, the air on our face and hands. Contact with the earth under. Beginning to let the body settle into the posture. Some awareness of your immediate surrounding, the room, the space that you're sitting in. Whenever we meditate in a particular place, don't we? We don't meditate in a void. We meditate in our house, or in a shrine room, or in a, if we're lucky, in a wood, or a field. Wherever it is we meditate, it's a particular place. So when we get lost, when we get distracted, one of the things we come back to is the particulars of the situation we're actually in, the place we're actually sitting in, which has a particular earth and a particular sky, a particular surrounding. Because our body is always aware of its environment, though mentally we might drift off, go somewhere disembodied, of course can be quite pleasant. Our body is still aware of the world around us, part of the world around it. So when we want to, we can always come back to our particular place that we're sitting in. and gently broaden from that place as far as we want. Let your face soften now. Some sense of releasing the head up towards the sky while you drop the pelvis towards the earth. Maybe some sense of that flexible electric spine that connects the pelvis right through the core of the sometimes I imagine the posture mainly as a balanced skull and a pelvis. That you're balancing the skull in relation to the pelvis. And you've got this fluid, flexible, electric channel. We call it a spine, I would say, channel. Like a river feeling, a river of impulse, of energy. Joining the pelvis to the skull. And then by extension, joining the earth to the sky. And by another step of imagination, joining form and emptiness. As we imagine form evaporating upwards and emptiness drawn down into solidity, two mixing and changing and morphing into one another. We actually experience form as emptiness, and emptiness as form in our own breathing body. Not an idea, but an actual experience available to us when we just become sensitive to the breath. Anyway, a bell in about 15 minutes. Just taking your time to bring the practice to an end, maybe just remembering one another. Sense of sitting together before you open your eyes and move. So I think probably kind of need to write a leader say a couple of words about the group before we are organized into them.
So it's our last opportunity to go into the Sangha pots. So I will press the button in a moment for you to meet your group for the final chance. And it's a chance to report out and kind of, you know, in whatever way, bring yourself in and share your learnings from the retreat with the others in the group. And what I'd like you to ask is if one person from each group could then sort of nominate themselves or volunteer. And then when we come back, sort of say on behalf of that group, what was life for you on this retreat? Sort of might have taken place, or ascents or descents. So it'll be really good if you also remember the group number. So whatever breakout group you go into, if the people who will then speak, if they remember the group number. So here we go. Just one moment and I'll open the groups for you to
join.
Can
I just add one thing?
Yeah.
That even if this isn't necessarily fed back to the big group, I always find it helpful to just think about what I might take away from the retreat, maybe one thing. So that might be something to consider in your reflection or share in the group.
Yeah.